Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today's podcast is going to be so amazing. I am a huge fan of regenerative aesthetics, and we're interviewing Dr. Alora Ellis. She's a distinguished physician, entrepreneur, innovator in the field of regenerative derm, and she's the co-founder and chief executive officer of Lev Ellis. And this company is doing some amazing things with the Human Secretome, which we'll have to go into exactly what that is. But Dr. Ellis is a leader in molecular medicine, molecular biology, and aesthetics. She's got such a passion for bridging science and beauty and using her expertise to bring it into aesthetics. I'm excited your product is about to launch in a couple weeks. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Dr. K. This is very exciting. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. So you have a molecular biology background, a Bachelor of Science in Biochem and molecular biology from North Carolina State University. And then you went to med school. You got your medical degree.
Yeah.
And then how did you leave medicine to become an entrepreneur? Or are you still in medicine?
Well, I am still in medicine. However, I left my practice of 25 years about a year ago. As far as patient care goes, I still am medical director and I've got several locations. I have been practicing regenerative aesthetics for about 8 years, which is quite a while considering that it's relatively new.
In the baby field of regenerative, that's a long time.
It is a long time, but with that molecular biology background, before I went to medical school, I actually did a guest scientist stint at the CDC and worked in the private sector at Becton Dickinson. So a lot of bench work, which led me to this interest in regenerative medicine or regenerative aesthetics in particular when it came along.
Amazing. And then what type of medicine did you do? What kind of regenerative treatments have you been doing in the practice?
Yes, I have been offering a topical at-home treatment for my patients for almost 8 years now, in addition to a sterile prep that I use post-procedure, or even standalone with microneedling, similar to what's being used today with some of the exosome products and some of the other growth factor products, but with that full secretome.
So I'm so excited to dive right into
yes,
exactly what is the secretome and how is it ethically derived and why does our skin need this?
That's right. So, it's so exciting. A secretome, to begin with, a little education on what a secretome is. A secretome is the full package or the full complement of factors secreted by a cell type. So any cell population secretes a secretome. So the secretome contains the growth factors, the cytokines, the peptides, naturally occurring exosomes for that organ. And so to treat skin in particular, you want a skin-specific secretome. And I liken that to take the immune system, for instance. The immune system works because all of the factors work in harmony with each other. So if you take one or two out or you alter them in some way, the whole system doesn't work so well anymore. So being selective about just certain factors isn't really isn't the method of treating every aspect of, say, skin, for instance. It may help improve collagen growth, but it doesn't necessarily improve the moisture barrier, say. So the secretome is the full complement of everything secreted by a particular cell population. Within that secretome are certain factors that are necessary to work together in an algorithm, in symphony.
You know, and right now what we're seeing a lot of in regenerative aesthetics and medicine is exosomes, polynucleotides, and sort of piecemeal components of what cells put out there in their functioning. Do you have some thoughts on?
So, you know, and skincare has just evolved so much over the years since you and I started practicing. And when active ingredients were added to skincare, such as peptides and antioxidants, they were great, and they still are. Mm-hmm. And then we added the biologic factors, and they've been good so far. That's the exosomes and the growth factors, the PDGFs and PDRNs, right? Mm-hmm. So the next step in the evolution is to capture that entire secretome, which is what we've done at Lavellus. And that is the leader now in regenerative aesthetics. And it's not just aesthetics. This is done for other areas in medicine as well. For heart disease, mm-hmm. that's a cardiac secretome. Mm. Or for neurologic disease, it's a neurologic secretome.
Now, when I first met you, I read your founder story. I think I went to your website, and I saw Hans Kierstead was on her website. And I'm a super science nerd and a geek, and I knew exactly who that was, who he's kind of developed the Human Immunome Project and ethically derived some,
know,
pluripotent stem cells that are the source. How did you meet him, and how did you guys get interconnected?
Yeah. I've been working in Southern California for about 10 years. Uh-huh. I'm an East Coast girl, but I have a practice here as well. And one of my colleagues said, "Oh, I want you to meet Dr. So-and-so. He's got this wonderful new skincare product." This was about 8 years ago. And like you, when someone wants to show me a new skincare product, I think, oh, dear goodness. There are so many of them already. How is this one really going to stand out? So I said, okay, I'll learn about this. Well, he introduced me to Dr. Kierstead. Mm. And Dr. Kierstead, this was 8 years ago, said, oh, we have a source of pluripotent stem cells that are ethically derived, NIH registered, and we've been using these for over 20 years to develop treatments for terrible things like cancer and spinal cord injury and retinal disease. And we've discovered that if we differentiate these pluripotent stem cells into a skin precursor cell, which is a skin stem cell, and we collect the secretome from that population, we can treat skin that's aging or damaged, and it becomes young and healthy again. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is the next revolution in aesthetic medicine. And so we met by introduction from another physician to learn about this new technology. And ever since that moment, I've been working alongside him to really develop this, test it, determine what are the best protocols to use it. And that has taken us about 6 to 8 years to develop.
Amazing.
And in that time, I've been using it in my practice and noticed phenomenal outcomes, whether it's used standalone or with an energy-based treatment.
Post-treatment, like after a treatment with microneedling laser.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or simply using it with microneedling alone.
Mm. Fascinating. Yep. So Hans took a pluripotent stem cell line. It's immortalized. It's going to go on forever and ever and ever.
That's right.
And it's an unending supply of these cells.
That's right.
And then many stem cells are out there, many pluripotent lines, but very few labs, I think, are good at isolating and deriving very specific cells in a very pure manner, like skin cells, neurons, or cells that are mesenchymal. Very few labs can do that with the degree of purity that you guys have done it. And Hans has done it.
You are very aware of the science, which really makes me happy because
I just want to point this out to people. He's done something freaking amazing here.
But as physicians, we are scientists. And it's our responsibility to understand the science when we employ it in our practice, right? To determine if it's safe and effective. And so what Dr. Kierstead has done through California Stem Cell and iVita Biomedical and Immunus, his other companies, is take this NIH-registered line of pluripotent human stem cells that were ethically procured many years ago, and you're right, they live in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a master cell bank,
mm-hmm.
and from this master cell bank, pieces of tissue or cells are taken to provoke or differentiate into a neural cell for treating brain disease, or into a skin cell. With 99.6% purity.
Mm-hmm. That's unheard of.
Unheard
really.
Of.
Yeah.
At best, typically, it's about 70%.
Mm-hmm. So really, you're having skin cell components talk to skin cell components.
Exactly.
Extremely, very youthful, fetal, earlier than a fetus.
That's right.
Yes. So from the very beginning of this, stem cell can become anything in life, and it's secreting the universal growth factors to tell skin cells develop in this direction and start as a baby.
And that single source, there are two things that lead to the safety, high safety profile of the Livelis products, the Provoke. And one is it's a single source.
Mm-hmm.
So the testing that's been done on that single source, the karyotyping, the determination if there are any prions or any issues within that cell population, mm-hmm. there's zero.
Mm-hmm.
That's very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sourcing from multiple locations, are you really testing for all of those things? Very complicated and very expensive. So,
and not enough people in our industry understand or think about that or want to just gloss it over.
Yeah.
There's so many great companies making exosomes from many, many different sources, but they do not have the ability to tell you exactly who the donor sources are. There are multiple donor sources. There are cell lines that maybe get cell exhaustion from, repeat cloning.
I think that
there's a lot of issues that patients are completely unaware, and they're trusting their provider to think about these issues. And you guys need to think about these issues.
It's our responsibility.
We do.
To determine if it is safe for our patients. No,
and would I
do
it on my own daughter, on myself, and on my mom? Because that's my standard.
Of course. If I think
the science is there, then yes. But if a product is not autologous coming from my own pluripotent stem cells, at least if it came from a lab where it's been in use, been extremely tested and very purified, maybe then that will give you the confidence to, until the day comes that we can do everything autologous, which I feel is right around the corner, maybe. We'll see.
Well, it's interesting. I think that way as well. But now that I understand more clearly about the source of this secretome.
Yeah, it feels extremely safe.
It's extremely safe. And it's also, there's no way we can get a younger cell out of ourselves to
honestly
do that.
Yeah. And we can't go back to that
pre-zygote
level.
No,
right.
We can't. And so that's one reason there's incredible safety with the secretome. But the other thing that makes this secretome safe is that it's all the elements.
Mm-hmm.
So some factors stimulate growth. Some keep it in check.
Mm-hmm.
And then this comes in and does its job, and another thing helps it. So it's a, I call it a symphony, but it's really it's an algorithm.
And it's a very balanced approach.
It's balanced.
I think we do get all excited about growth factors are extremely potent.
But grow
is necessary. You're giving firewood and ignition, but you're not, are you able to control the fire?
That's right.
Is it going to ignite a side fire? We don't have all the systems and checks and balances, so it's a great point.
So along that whole, we're using analogies and metaphors. My COO came up. His name is Shannon Crothers. I have to give him credit for this. He came up with a wonderful metaphor or analogy for our secretome, and he said it's like bone broth. So when you cook the bone and you get the proteins and the nutrients and the flavor and all the good stuff out of it, you don't need the bone. You just toss the bone. And then that broth, that's your nutrient.
Mm-hmm.
And so our secretome is sort of like that bone broth.
There are no cells. Right.
And there's no cellular debris within it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the cells. You have cells.
Mm-hmm.
You need signals to tell your cells how to behave and what to do.
Right. And it's delicious and such a harmonious taste because it's not just the amino acids, which would be like giving just one ingredient.
That's right.
It's the whole
That's right.
The whole recipe kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's exactly. Such a great analogy. Good yeah. job, Shannon. And there are some compounds that are excreted by these pluripotent stem cells. One of them was
the fetuin.
Fetuin. Ah, yes.
Of great importance. This is the main ingredient in the secretome. Mm-hmm. So the secretome,
so
by
fetuin,
the way.
So fetuin, F-E-T.
F-E-T-U-I-N, fetuin, mm-hmm. A, is a glycoprotein found in abundance in young mammals, mm-hmm. young mammal cells, tissue, fetal and just after birth. Mm-hmm. It diminishes greatly after that. But it's extremely important for the growth and maintenance of healthy human skin. Mm-hmm. And it acts as a stabilizer. It's like a biologic keychain. And attached to it are the growth factors and other cytokines and other factors. And so it allows those things to gently absorb into the skin. And we notice that there's plenty of deep penetration of it to achieve its goals because we have structural changes that are, you know, in the basal layer of the skin and be in the extracellular matrix.
What do you think is the depth of penetration of this topical?
Well, the depth of penetration may, I don't know that we can determine exactly what that is. However, when we see on histology the changes as deep as the extracellular matrix, we know that this signaling has happened to affect those deeper layers.
Mm-hmm. So you're seeing it at the basement membrane or deeper at the dermis. And then do we know this molecular weight or size of the fetuin, you know, or the actual active?
Right. So it's interesting. We've talked about molecular weight and, you know, anything over 50 Daltons may not absorb well into the skin, but that's not true. It's actually, there are molecules that are 100,000 Daltons that absorb into the skin. It's more about the skin is a barrier, yes, but it also is a great absorber. Mm-hmm. And so when you see those changes and improvements in the deeper layers of the skin, you know that some of these larger molecules are effective. Mm-hmm. And so they must be getting in there. Yeah. So there's some talk about, you know, drivers and the necessity of a driver, but it isn't necessary at all with the entire secretome. Mm-hmm. So that's something that has been talked about a great deal. But when you see the effect of the change, you know that it's not.
You know that something's penetrating somewhere to get to the level.
Of
but
it,
maybe
yeah.
radio-labeled studies or something in the future.
Could be done. So of the secretome, the fetuin A, it is the major component in the secretome. And we know this because Ivita Biomedical has identified all of the structures within the secretome, every single one of them. And there are hundreds. Now, the number isn't necessarily the most important thing. What's important is the relationships with each other within that secretome. So I hear, you know, some companies saying, well, we've got trillions of this or, you know, billions of that. And it, more isn't always better. Mm-hmm. What's important is what's in it and how do those factors relate to each other.
And the balance.
The
of
balance.
Course, the balance.
Exactly.
Okay, so I also wanted to dive into a little bit about the FDA and the regulatory environment that we're facing with the new administration and hopefully a more positive, you know, direction for innovative healthcare.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, back in the early part of 2000, Dr. Kierstad was instrumental in helping pass the bill on stem cell therapies and the use of stem cells in medicine in general. Because remember back in the Bush administration when they shut it down,
right? Yes.
And Dr. Kierstad said, wait, we're not killing babies.
Yeah.
These stem cells are ethically procured and they are the answer to the terrible diseases. Mm-hmm. And someday this will be what we use for medicine. And by golly, that he's done that. Mm-hmm. And still working on it. Advancing regenerative medicine in many different fields now. So as far as the upcoming regulations, I think we're going to see a much more open space for regenerative medicine, a much greater acceptance of it, which we should, mm-hmm. because there is nothing unethical about it at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you can treat cancer, for instance, without chemotherapy or drugs or minimal surgery, and you can do it in a way where the body heals itself, why would we not do that? In fact, honestly,
where is the debate?
Is the debate? Exactly. And IVITA Biomedical has full FDA approval for treatment of late stage melanoma. That's a terrible mm-hmm. condition. And in stage 4 clinical trials for treating glioblastoma. Mm-hmm. And stage 3 for ovarian cancer.
Wonderful.
And they're having great success with it. In fact, proceeds from the sale of our product, Provoke, goes back into the cancer program at IVITA Medical for women to get their ovarian cancer treatments.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So
it's like a full circle.
Yeah.
I think
absolutely.
What we're doing in skin obviously is not cancer, but the skin is so in so many ways the neuroendocrine gut connection. It's all related to your skin.
Much.
So your outward skin appearance in so many ways reflects your overall senescence and the quality of your DNA and your repair processes, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the skin gut brain connection is real. Mm-hmm. And if you could have healthier skin, then you're not only going to look more beautiful and feel more beautiful, you have a healthier, the largest organ in your body, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is your skin. So who knows how that's going to improve the entire connection between the gut and the brain as well.
Right.
That's something that I think we're going to find over time
And there must
is
be
a benefit.
A reverse pathway. When your skin gets better, your gut also starts to behave better.
Right.
I do feel that's true.
True. Yeah. You know, we're biohackers.
Right? Yeah.
So we've been looking at the microbiome and the gut-brain connection for many years, and this is another method of improving that entire circuit.
Well, how do you see, for example, nutraceuticals, peptides, mm-hmm. and biohacking kind of playing a role in overall health mm-hmm. and longevity? Mm-hmm. Are you a fan?
Well, like you, I believe in, you know, beauty occurring from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And so my patients, I counsel them and coach them on their micro and macronutrients, as well as sleep mm-hmm. and sleep recovery, hydration. We incorporate, you know, peptide therapy and certainly hormone replacement therapy, mm-hmm. which is healthy for every organ in the body, done properly. And then we talk about the outside appearance, because you have to have that infrastructure in order to make significant changes on the outside,
in my
opinion.
I think people don't realize that. They go right for the external.
No.
And they also go right for, like, let's put on makeup and patch the problem and, like, cover and hide it. Or toxins and fillers, like when mm-hmm. in fact you have to start with, like, can you build strong collagen?
That's
do
right.
you have repair mechanisms for that's DNA right. damage in your skin?
That's right.
I think that's so critical.
Yeah.
What can people expect when they put on Provoke, and how long does it take to see results?
Provoke, I brought you some.
I'm so excited. Yay.
Well, you know what's fun is this just was produced and it arrived at our headquarters last week.
Oh, exciting.
So you are
and
one
you guys
of the
are
first.
About to launch in 2 weeks.
That's right. But you, and look how beautiful and
know,
gorgeous
so
that bottle
simple
is.
Simple and gorgeous.
So pretty. And so it takes a few pumps. I'll put some on the back here to get it going here. There. It's a clear gel.
I'm about to get angry now.
it's a clear gel with no fragrance.
Very nice. It just mm-hmm. has a great glide effect. It feels like it doesn't get greasy. It just
doesn't get
right
greasy.
In.
It absorbs very quickly.
Is there some nanoparticle technology in this?
Well, that's a great question. We don't need it because the fetuin A is that biologic keychain, which stabilizes and holds onto those factors, allowing them to absorb into the skin.
So nice, because the cells, the human skin cells, communicate with human skin cells.
Absolutely.
So they're very accepting of this versus seeing out there these plant products and plant-based stem cells and things that are just doesn't make quite a lot of sense.
No plant ingredients and no animal ingredients to avoid sensitivities and reactivity. And so there are really only 9 ingredients in this product.
And it's literally coming from the culture medium of these cells that are grown up.
Yeah.
And is this applied once a day or twice a day?
Twice a day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think when would people start to notice a change in their skin?
Most people see significant improvement within 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started using it, I noticed it first on my neck. So within 2 weeks, I thought, oh my goodness, this is really improving the skin on my neck. And a week later, someone else noticed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. So, and in the bottle, it's about, depending on how, what areas you're using, it's about a 30 to 60 day supply.
Mm-hmm.
So twice a day. And you can put it on anywhere you have skin.
Mm.
So most of my patients, when they start to see a significant improvement in their skin on their face, they start putting on their arms and their tummies and their thighs because it works on skin anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an area where we see crepiness and thinning of the skin over time that's a little bit disturbing. It's not just the face and the neck.
So I'm is sure that going to show in increased thickness or reduced wrinkles, fine lines?
Yes. So certainly reduced fine lines, but it also reduces deep wrinkles, which is very interesting
Deeper
to me.
Rinse.
Deep wrinkles. And I have a theory behind that. But it improves your filaggrin layer, which is moisture barrier.
Mm-hmm.
The stratum corneum becomes more compact, which also prevents transepidermal water loss. And the extracellular matrix has, at 12 weeks, we measured 25% increase in collagen, standalone. And
that's crazy from a topical product.
I know.
Mostly we're looking for that injectably.
Right.
Yeah.
Or what if you do, say, a laser resurfacing or a microneedling? You expect to see significant collagen improvement there. Add this to it, and it amplifies.
So biopsy proven. After 12 weeks,
significant p-values.
More collagen.
Are you at 12 weeks?
This is published data. Okay.
Significant p-values for that, as well as regrowth of the ready pegs. So improving stability in the skin and laxity, aquaporin.
Mm-hmm.
So many elements of the skin. Now, back to the deep wrinkle thing, which really struck me. As I did some research behind, what causes deep wrinkles? And diving a little more deeply into that. So the layers of the skin have a certain tensile strength, and it's very pliable when you're younger. So when you move, your layers move together. As you get older and some of the layers get a little stiffer, they begin to buckle when you move, and that's a deep wrinkle. Now, certainly there's volume loss too. That's a different situation causing wrinkles. The improvement in the deep wrinkles, to me, indicates that, those layers are getting more pliable like they were when they were young, so we're not seeing the buckling as much. So fine lines, deep wrinkles, laxity, tone, radiance, transepidermal water loss, what else do you want?
So it's kind of the whole package.
The whole package.
Yeah. And this is without having to microneedle. So people are going to put this on at home, or it could be used after treatments in office.
Exactly. I like to use it to prep before a surgical procedure or an energy-based treatment. For a few weeks ahead of time. Because if the milieu of the skin is healthier, it's ready to respond better.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we do an energy-based treatment or a microneedling treatment, we're simply injuring the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
We expect the patient to respond to that with a response of grow, heal, and repair, but not everybody's great at doing that. And as you get older, you don't repair as well. So we see wonderful results in, say, a 40-year-old, but then when you're in your 70s, it's not so great.
Right.
So they need a boost, or perhaps there's a patient who doesn't want surgery or doesn't want an energy-based treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful solution for them as well.
I love this idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I am definitely going to incorporate that type of thing into my regimen.
Yeah.
Some of the other products out there, a few years back, there was launch of another peptide, very beautiful science product, and saw that results were not as dramatic as expected. I personally tried it. I'm sure many people tried it. But I think this concept of fairy dusting, is it going to apply in these molecular biology advanced products? Like, is how much active ingredients is actually in there? Like, when they say they're putting a very special peptide, is there enough to transform as it did in the lab, in the petri dish, in the animal? Yes. Or is it just fairy dusted? And how do we know?
That's right. So we, as scientists, once again, we need to rely on data.
Yeah.
And the data has to be, in my opinion, non-conflicted. A study should be done external to the source. Like, this isn't done, our studies aren't by us, they're by someone else. They're independent studies. Mm. They should be double-blind. They should be randomized and controlled, peer-reviewed and published.
Yeah.
And I want to see histology.
That's right there is like the gold standard.
It's the gold standard. We expect that.
Which we don't see, by the way, in the exosome world right now.
It's difficult to find.
Yeah.
And so there are some beautiful, you know, white papers and some marketing material.
Yeah.
And it looks fancy. But there is an absolute paucity of real scientific data.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, certainly there are published papers on for wound healing or for cardiac disease, but there are not published studies for skin application like we're looking at. So I think that we as scientists need to demand more of that.
Yeah, and these studies are expensive, but I feel that when you make a marketing claim, we need to have this. I was speaking to a very prominent dermatologic scientist from Singapore and asking him questions about, you know, these products released in the U.S. And he's like, that's not science. He's like, it's not randomized. It's not controlled. It's not placebo controlled. It's not double blinded. It's exactly as you said, and there is no histology. So he just like turned off that discussion. He's like, it's not science. And I just don't see that in our meetings. And it makes me...
I know
that we have to do things to advance medicine with the guidelines. Like, we have all these crazy FDA restrictions. I think that they're too severe.
Yeah.
And perhaps the Wild Wild West is our method of dealing with that and just starting to use them in any fashion possible. But companies, I think, need to do the science.
I absolutely agree. And so I think one of the reasons that healthcare providers are so compelled to add these products to their offerings is that there's a lot of patient demand for it.
Yeah.
The patients are being marketed to. And who doesn't want a more natural, less invasive method of improving your health, whether it's, you know, their skin health? We all want that.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be very cautious about how we apply that.
Are there contraindications? If I'm prone to precancers, actinic keratosis, skin cancer, should I be using any kind of products like Secretome?
Right. So this particular product, which contains the whole secretome from skin-specific stem cells, human, there are no contraindications. All skin types, including sensitive skin, there is nothing
including rosacea.
In fact, I'm not going to make a medical claim about this, but my patients report to me that their rosacea symptoms are improved. But when you think about that, if you're improving the underlying health of the skin, then any of the therapeutics that are used are probably going to work better.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. Now, again, that needs to be studied, absolutely. But it's safe, so I don't have any reservation recommending it to my patients with rosacea or even other skin conditions.
Wonderful. And you have some insights into the future direction. I don't know if we're permitted to discuss, but what other tantalizing future products are coming from this line?
Well, one of the beautiful things about this product line is that over the past 8 years, it's all been tested and formulated. So we are ready to, later this year, launch our sterile prep, which is a 100% active ingredient product, where this is a lower percentage, obviously, because it's a topical at home. And that can be used as say, exosomes are being used today with microneedling or post-procedure, right? And then the third product we will launch maybe later this year or early next year is a hair tonic.
Mm-hmm.
The hair tonic, this is fascinating because the research that has been done at Ivita Biomedical for the active ingredient for this product, the harvesting method, it's not just the cell population and the way they're grown. The harvesting method is important. No detergents or solvents are used,
mm-hmm.
so there's no cellular debris or material, necrotic material within the product. So after a certain number of cell cycles, and we harvest, we get rid of those cells and start with a new batch, because like you said, cell cycling can lead to a lesser degree of healthy cells.
Mm-hmm. Exhausted cell lines.
So that last cycle before mm-hmm. the cells are discarded, a particular method using a biochemical cleaving device is used to cleave from the cell membrane the lipid membrane bound factors that are specific to the hair follicle stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
So sonic hedgehog, Wnt, Noggin, those factors have to be cleaved so that they're not damaged, so they retain their biologic activity. And when they're applied to the scalp or the hair follicle in the scalp, without any kind of procedure, just a dropper and massaged, they directly go to the hair follicle stem cells, stimulate the hair follicle to produce a hair. So as long as there are follicles, we can grow hair from them.
Nice.
With this product, yeah.
And we've done animal studies?
So
human studies?
3D skin models, animal studies, and human studies, all complete by third parties.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, so you're gearing up to go.
Oh my goodness. I've actually used it in my practice for some time, and it is phenomenal, because think about hair loss isn't just for men.
Yeah.
It's for women too.
Of course.
And menopause. And
most important for women. We can handle bald guys.
That's right.
Women need their hair.
It's no fun when a man loses his hair, but it's tragic when a woman loses
her
hair.
It is.
So it's a wonderful treatment that actually can be performed in the office, and then they can carry on at home with the hair tonic.
Wow, that's super exciting.
Yes.
But that's coming in the future.
That's coming in the future. Yes.
Like 4 years, 5 years?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, within a year.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're ready to roll.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to bring it here first.
Oh, my gosh. With this, let's definitely do that. I would love to. I'm super excited about hair and the ability to maintain. And it's like you said, when you still have those mesangial stem cells in the hair follicle root,
right?
The presence of that should be enough for us to turn on production again.
Yes, and of course, we want to make sure that the patient's microbiome is healthy and for their scalp, and that they're not damaging the new hairs by certain products. So, you know, there's some coaching along, just like we do with the skin.
Yeah.
And
well, this is super fascinating. I think the obviously, once you have a sterile formulation, my brain goes to, can we inject this and use it in the operating room and in a skin flap from a facelift, and like have so many ideas.
So do I.
So excited to hear what the answers are, and on applying it on wound healing for a facelift incision or a bleft incision or a scar.
Or keloid scarring and post, you know, scar remodeling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think you are definitely helping to open a whole new chapter in what we're seeing. Like, secretome-based skincare has not been a thing until now.
Yeah. So the secretome also needs to be specific to the organ you're treating.
Exactly.
So
skin fibroblasts.
Sure. You can capture a secretome from, you know, a population of mesenchymal cells. Or adipose
stromal, we're all familiar with in the old days TNS, that Allergan made in Skin Medica, which was made from human foreskin, which was an interesting thought.
Yeah.
But this is much, much more
Right. And when the cell population is early, you've got the fetuin A in there, and that is a huge differentiator.
Do you not see fetuin in more mature cells?
You don't. Fetuin A is produced primarily in those very early cells. Mm-hmm. There's another form of fetuin produced in the liver at very small amounts, but it doesn't have the same
And how about adipose-derived stem cells? They don't produce no fetuin. Mesenchymal stem cells, no fetuin. So interesting.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful. Yeah. I'm going to have to read more about this molecule. What are you doing in your own daily personal longevity regimen?
Oh.
Let's talk some biohacking.
Oh, okay.
The audience is listening. We want the list. I want the list of supplements.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Do you lift weights? Are you walking? Are you yogaing?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So as far as the exercise go, yes, I do lift weights, and Pilates is my mainstay.
Mm.
So balance and strength. And I eat a very clean, low glycemic index diet.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer vegan, but I'm not straight vegan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel healthier and more vibrant when I eat primarily vegan. But no highly processed foods, ever. And lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
I stay hydrated. The rule is an ounce for your ideal body weight. Divide that in half and drink that many ounces of water baseline per day. Don't count the water you drink when you sweat and when you exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I sleep well. I make sure of that. I monitor my sleep health and my recovery. I take supplements that are pharmaceutical grade. That's really important. Third-party certified, not just the stuff that's at the drugstore, but the good stuff that we know is absorbable and potent and pure. And I actually take...
Wait, what's on your list of supplements?
Oh, my goodness.
Go deeper there.
We're going that deep. I do a micronutrient or a multivitamin that has, vitamins and minerals in it. I use an orthosilic acid supplement that has cofactors in it for hair, skin, and nails, and bone flexibility, arterial flexibility. That's called Regenimax by Zymogen. Love that. I take an omega-3 fatty acid that has a very high DHA content in it.
So important.
So important for every organ in your body, including your brain.
Which brand do you like?
I like the Zymogen brand. I choose that because it's so highly purified, which is critically important. Because fat fish concentrate not so great things in their fat.
Yeah.
It has to be very purified. You don't want to get high
heavy
levels
metals
of mercury,
and things,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Zymogen does a good job of purifying it. If it smells like fish, you don't want it.
Okay.
And the one that they produce that has the high DHA component, I choose because there was a great study out of Emory that showed that you could actually reverse osteoarthritis and atherosclerosis, certain forms, with high levels of DHA, 3 to 4 grams a day. So I do that. And I take a gamma fraction vitamin E along with vitamin C, my vitamin D, and fisetin.
Fisetin is great.
And lots of other antioxidants.
And NAD precursors.
NAD precursors, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Any favorites?
You know, I've been doing the Elysium.
Oh yeah, I've tried
preparation.
Basis,
it's a little expensive.
Yeah,
the Basis, and then the newer form that has the NMN in it, and I can't recall the name of that one now.
Okay, it has pterostilbene and NMN.
It's pterostilbene, yes. Yeah. I have a very large list.
That's pretty good,
That's some of the basics.
Darn good. I'm going to have to send you home with some of our collagen peptides to put in your coffee every day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that too.
Definitely.
And I also do, I'm doing a rapamycin now.
Are you topical or oral?
Oral. Six milligrams a week.
Dang. One day a week.
Day a week.
Or every day.
Yep. 6 milligrams once a week.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you notice?
I don't notice anything necessarily, but I'm not sure I should notice anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the science behind it. And all the other things that I do that keep me healthy and energetic and vibrant, it's kind of hard to to weed, you know, out, you know, mm-hmm. what's doing what. But I know, because I've done the research, that these things are good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I started back on a metformin, 500 milligrams twice a day.
That's come in and out of favor.
So. It has. And the latest science on it looks really good. And I like that dose, so I don't get the interference of the absorption of my vitamin B.
Okay. Okay. There you go.
So. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
From a scientist. Take notes. I'm going to check out the Zymogen brand. I've been looking for a good DHA.
Oh.
And then I was reading that we have to eat Peruvian anchovies because they have the highest concentration of the intermediaries that make
the DHA,
which is actually the best step in the anti-inflammatory process.
That's right. And I don't even
like anchovies.
Oh, I do. I love those and the sardines. You can have the mackerel, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well... So exciting. And then have you done some microneedling? Have you?
You know, I do very, very little as far as energy-based treatments for my own skin. But yes, I've done a bit of the microneedling. I've done the PDT in the past.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Photodynamic therapies. Yeah.
So a little bit RF microneedling. Here and there. I did a little bit of old therapy a couple years ago, but I'm not a real...
I'm just going to bathe and fetch you in and provoke because that's going to do the trick.
It does. But it doesn't eliminate the need for surgical procedures and energy-based devices, but it absolutely complements them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about reducing downtime,
mm-hmm.
because you know our downtime isn't so great anymore. Back 20
years
ago.
I wonder sometimes when all the different companies are making claims about, like, oh, you get rid of redness faster, like 1 day, 2 days faster. Nobody cares about that.
No,
so I think there has to be better metrics than get you recovered 1 day faster.
Amen.
Yeah.
What our patients look for is outcomes. That's what they're here for. And so the provoke improves the outcomes of your energy-based treatments.
Amazing.
And your surgical treatments. So that's what we want. We want to improve on what we're already doing in a safe way,
mm-hmm.
and a cost-effective way.
Well, I'm so excited for your launch and the hope that Lev Ellis continues to do good science out there and put across the message.
Yes.
We met at right before the Genesis meeting, which is a bioregenerative meeting launched by Young MD and our friend Mojo McDaniels, who ran the meeting. And it's such a great concept that we need to really develop into its full fleshed out state, which is...
That's right.
It's not all about toxins and fillers anymore,
mm-hmm.
and it's more than energy-based. Your body can turn on. We have the ability to heal. We just don't know how to bring that forward.
Exactly. So providing the signals that our bodies need to heal themselves,
mm-hmm.
is regenerative medicine,
mm-hmm.
and regenerative aesthetics is part of that.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So I think this is exciting times for regenerative aesthetics. I want you guys to stay tuned as we interview more and more people on the podcast who are doing these very cutting edge things. And I will help you to translate the science to understand, like, where are people sending you marketing messages versus where's the real science? And this is the only way we're going to advance our field, by doing randomized, controlled, really closely studied, you know,
That's
experiments,
right.
and studies that look at human outcome.
And the discussions that we have amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
We need to talk to each other about these things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where can people find you when they want to get more info and buy your Provoke?
Yes, you can go to provoke.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's P-R-O-V-O-Q-U-E.
Yes. Actually, I think they put it, it's myprovoke.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they can always, you can email me at drellis,
mm-hmm.
at levellis.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to come and visit and see your whole setup with the company and look at those beautiful pluripotent stem cells someday.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I will report back to you guys with a newer, fresher, glowier skin in a few weeks. I'll show you. Maybe we'll take some fun before and after pictures and just kind of track my own
progress.
Let's do it.
That would
be great. I love the idea. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. We're going to send you home with some collagen peptides or beauty greens.
Yay. Thank you.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.